Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Not all monsters are under the bed. Some are sleeping next to you. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
And thanks again. I love being valued by you.
Of course. Of course. No, I really appreciate everything you've done for me so much. On the air, off the air, just as a friend, as a contributor, yeah. Everything.
I love growing together. I got my goosebumps. I absolutely love it. Yep. Me too. It's a lot of fun.
Me too, Robin. Genuinely.
Me too.
All right. Diddy, here we go.
What more? What more can we say about him? It's going the way we thought.
A pattern of behavior. I think that's the key thing to understand when we're talking about Diddy and the man who knows more about that than anything and has taught me a lot about it. Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Here we go. 120 new allegations coming at the way of Diddy. 25 from accusers that were minors at the time of the alleged incidents, the rest adults, charges stemming from sex trafficking, forced labor, kidnapping, arson, bribery, obstruction of justice, assault, rape, you name it. If it's something bad that he could have done between 91 and now, one of these 120 have a story about it. 120 people. Let's talk about that and the pattern of behavior.
Tony, I've never said it before on your show, but I'm afraid we're going to have to say it now. And it's a sad thing that we are. I told you so.
Oh, completely. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know, we said from the very get-go that there's going to be kids. Mm-hmm. And sadly, tragically, there are. And I think that number is going to continue to grow. The shocking thing to me, well, not shocking, it's the ludicrous thing to me, that's a better word, ludicrous,
is that
the defense attorney says he's going to be completely exonerated.
I know.
Everyone's lying.
That's always the entertaining thing to me. I get, you know, they're defense attorneys, they're going to do their job, that's what they have to do, they have to say, oh, we don't, and all this is just that, but at some point, what point are you going home at night and going, yeah, I believe the shit I just said.
It's not just a sinking ship. This thing's on the bottom already.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to figure out. I mean, can you imagine being a defense attorney saying, all right, I'm taking over the ship, not a sinking ship, a ship that's sunk.
Uh-huh.
While it's on the bottom and full of water, I'm going to try to plug these holes up and then figure out how I'm going to get the water out of the boat that's already on the bottom.
This is a lot like the very bad late 70s, early 80s movie Raise the Titanic, but... Diddy
no,
the
imagery in my head was exactly the same, Tony. I can't believe you and I are, you know, we are on that kind of wavelength on that one. I was exactly thinking that exact movie. I hate laughing and chuckling about this because this guy has destroyed lives.
Oh my God.
And it's gonna keep growing. It's just gonna keep growing.
It is. I mean, just the sheer volume of what's coming in. What's blowing my mind is logistically, how do you even address all of these cases? How do you defend all these cases? How do you prosecute all of these cases? I mean, it'll go on forever. I mean, there is no end in sight. to any of this. I don't even understand logistically how you can do it. I mean, it's almost like a class action suit, but it's not. These are all individual cases.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's, again, the imagery you and I are right on. I'm thinking, well, this is like someone suing Verizon, and if you want to become part of the class action, you get 50 cents because there's so many people that are involved in this one. I don't know how you do this. You know, I've done big investigations. I've been part of them. I've never been part of one this broad with this kind of scope. The, you know, and here's what's, it just really eats at me as an investigator, is that this is one of the most important cases because of the lives that were destroyed, the restitution and the justice that must be done. But look at the resources this is going to take up in finances of the court system, in manpower of the court system, of the investigators, because you have a finite number of investigators. You have a finite number of resources. For every one more investigator that's required to go do an interview, go do due diligence, go serve a subpoena, go serve a FISA if it's, you know, classified, all these things, is one more person taken away from another case.
Yeah.
One more person taken away from a rape case, from a murder case, from some other case, all because this individual made a choice to take advantage of people.
And in such a broad scale, such a massive scale for decades. And you want justice for everybody. You want everybody who's been affected by this individually to be able to, now that they have him in custody, to be able to share their point, to talk about what happened to them, and to get some form of justice, whatever that is, whether it's monetary, whether it's just exposing him for this crime or that crime. But at some point, it's just, it's white noise because it's the same thing over and over and over. And at what point here, and we're just at the beginning, at some point, it's going to be one of these where, okay, throw these charges at him. Obviously, he's already been charged, but there's probably going to be more. Once he's locked up, once everything's drained, there's still going to be a lot of people with cases and a lot of stories. But at some point, it's like, there ain't nothing more you can do. You're not going to get justice, per se, other than he's already locked away. But because of the force of all of these people, he's never coming back. But that then kind of negates the individual trauma that he caused to so many people because there's just too much of it.
You know, this is an interesting case to think about because I think there's such a volume of people. You know, many years ago, you know, Gavin DeBecker talks about it and John Douglas talks about mm-hmm. the formation of the first groups that were victim assistance programs.
Mm-hmm.
And victim assistance programs for people that have survived trauma, they survived rape, they survived murder. Matter of fact, when the Pittsburgh office of the FBI conducted the interview of President Trump after the assassination attempt, that was conducted as a victim assistance interview because he was a victim of a violent crime. And so that resource is brought forward to him to offer counseling, to offer resources, to keep updates of cases. I really wonder in this case, because it's the volume is so high, if someone's not at least entertaining creating a victim assistance program just for the Diddy victims, because yeah. they're so numerous.
Yeah. I mean, that's a serious thought because there are just so many. I mean, this case here against Diddy, it feels like we are in new territory. We're beyond R. Kelly. We're beyond Epstein. We're like, this is like a whole new ball. I mean, of wrong, and the amount of people involved, I think we're going to be shocked by once those names start to drop. But I mean, can you think of any case like this where there's been this many accusers just coming out of the woodwork, and a lot of them with very, very solid claims, and the man literally has made music about his crimes for the last 30 years, rapping about what he's been doing?
Yeah, no, I can't think of a case like it. And comparing it to like the Epstein case or any of the other notorious abusers of individuals and human beings, this one is different also because of the enticement he was offering. It wasn't just money. It wasn't just, you know, that party atmosphere. It was about influence. It was about power. It was about getting them in an area where he was really able to appeal to people's insecurities, people's desire for fame, fortune, notoriety. You know, those are massive human motivations for all of us as Homo sapiens to varying degrees, depending on our own experiences, our own needs, wants, dreams, aspirations, priorities, traumas, all these things. You know, I don't think there's ever been anyone with quite his ability to appeal to that lever of influence on people like him, because he had all those things he could offer and he used it for his own gain with the assumption that it was going to be for theirs.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.